Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. It's 100% Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Now, if you think there might be a possibility of some tax being held by revenue that they shouldn't really have, that you're entitled to get back, well, Irish Tax Rebates are the people to talk to. The best thing about their service is that they have a fee charge of just 10% plus VAT. In comparison, by the way, to some tax agents that charge 30% fees, some even more. So there are some questionable companies out there who charge exorbitant fees, but Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. Now, after filling out the application form, it takes an average of 12 working days to have your rebate in your account. They have a dedicated team of experts, professional accountants with over 20 years' experience. And based on a study that they did recently from rebates that they processed, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092. Now, that's nice money. It's much better in your pocket than in the tax man's.
Absolutely. And as Adrian said, they only take a 10% plus VAT fee charge. So you're basically left with the majority. You're left with just under 90% of the money. So it's well worth checking it out. It doesn't cost you anything. It won't cost you anything unless they can get money back for you.
So if you think you might be able to get a tax rebate, visit their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. And you never know, you could be €1,000 better off in a couple of weeks' time. And we'd like to thank Irish Tax Rebates for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? New safety access zone laws come into effect today to ensure people accessing termination of pregnancy services can do so safely and with dignity. Those who stage anti-abortion protests within 100 metres of relevant healthcare facilities are now liable for prosecution and could face fines or imprisonment. Now, the zones apply to any facility that can provide abortion services, not just ones that currently do so. So, for example, a doctor's surgery somewhere in Ireland that doesn't presently provide abortion services, but in theory could, that service you cannot protest outside. Now, within the zones, protests aimed at impeding access or influencing decisions in relation to abortion services is now a criminal offence. Anyone prosecuted for this and found guilty could face a fine of up to €2,500 or 6 months in prison. Now, a lot of people aren't at all happy about this, including a lady called Joanna, who posted this on our Facebook timeline earlier on today. And she writes, "I just seen the news that they're taking away our right to protest, which is in our constitution. I'm against the killing of babies. I've stood outside Hollow Street, but I never verbally attacked anyone. So how dare they try to stop this? It won't stop me, as it's right to stand up for the unborn. Shame on the government for giving in to the crazy left." And that is from a lady called Joanna. And I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085 825 2626. Ever since the abortion referendum passed many years ago at this stage, this legislation has been promised to stop people protesting outside the front door of clinics or practices that provide abortion services, or those who may not at the moment but could in the future. It is now illegal to have a protest within 100 metres of such a facility.
Yeah, I don't think it goes far enough. I've always had a problem with it. By the way, my opinion on abortion is irrelevant because this isn't a discussion about abortion. It's a discussion about your right to protest. But I've always felt that there should be no protest. It's such a personal issue for a woman. And here's the thing for you as well, okay? If you disagree with abortion, that is absolutely fine. Absolutely. I can understand why someone would disagree with abortion, the taking of the fetus, the life of a fetus. I can understand completely. But by you standing outside a clinic or a hospital or anything, you're not going to change the mind of a woman. A woman who's going in for a termination has already made her mind up. And seeing you standing there with your rosary beads and your cross shouting about some magical man in the sky that doesn't exist is not going to change her opinion. I don't think you should be allowed to protest anywhere. I think 100 metres isn't far enough. It was
That was the compromise. The compromise was within 100 metres of the front door of a facility, and what, you shouldn't be able to protest within a kilometre?
No, how dare you? How dare you judge somebody who's making a medical decision on their own body? It's none of your business.
I mean, but the fact of the matter is, and this is what this comes down to, Jeremy, we have a right to protest. You can protest about anything. You can stand outside this hotel and protest against the Opinions Matter podcast if you want. We have that right. What makes this any different?
What makes this any different is that you, well, because you're trying to tell a woman, first of all, what to do with her own body. And as I said, it's a waste of time. She has already made her mind up. If a woman is at the stage where she is visiting a hospital or whatever, she has already made her mind up that she is going for a termination. And again, you with your little cross, because they're always religious, your cross and your rosary beads aren't going to stop her making that decision. You're wasting your time. Basically. So I don't think this goes far enough. The legislation goes far enough.
So you want people not to be able to protest at all about abortion?
But I don't. It's pointless.
What do you mean it's pointless?
And every second week I see...
People still have a right to protest.
But why? It's not going to change anything.
But it could. You could have another referendum and it'd be put back into the Constitution.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. Yeah, every second week I see signs on lampposts saying March for Life referendum. Like, why? We have abortion now. It doesn't
affect... That doesn't mean people have to accept it.
It doesn't affect... But it doesn't affect your life. There's some old 60-year-old granny out there waving a rosary beads pro-life. Like, you know, you're never going to have a baby. You're never going to get pregnant. So don't be telling someone how to live their life. I mean, and for those of you who are going to come after me today, you are all about, every single one of you, because you always comment on the page, mind your own business, nothing to do with you, it's nothing to do with you. And now all of a sudden you all want to mind your own business. It's none of your business what anybody else does.
Okay, so you believe that this legislation, which now forbids protests within 100 metres of the front door of a facility like a hospital or a clinic or a surgery
that provides abortion services,
you don't think that goes far enough?
I don't think it goes far enough, yeah.
And I'm arguing, much and all as I agree with this legislation, I think it's fair enough. I don't think it needs to go any further than it does. It's literally putting a marker out there that you cannot protest outside a hospital if you are having an anti-abortion protest.
Now, what's Keith saying here? If you would protect life by protesting outside the clinic, would there be no more? What's he talking about?
In other words, if we didn't have abortion, then there'd be no need for protests. That's what he's saying.
Well, but again, we've invited Keith onto the show, by the way. I'd like to know how abortion affects your life, Keith. Because...
So you don't have to have an... Hang on for one second, Jeremy. Abortion doesn't have to have an effect on your life for you to have an opinion on it.
Unless, Keith, you are prepared to take all the unwanted pregnancies, let those women carry the babies to term, and hand all those babies over to you, and you pay for their upbringing, then shut up. That's always my argument to people who do that. It's very easy.
He's entitled to his opinion.
No, but no, not unless he's entitled to raise all the unwanted babies, because that's the problem.
So anyone who voted no...
That is the problem.
Hang on for one second. Anyone who voted no in the abortion referendum has no right to say that, unless they're prepared to take in all these kids. I'm so just stupid.
It's hypocritical.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. What did you want to say on this? Is it? Do you support this legislation?
Of course I don't.
Why not?
Because it's just more of an erosion. You have a constitutional right to protest in this country. Now, again, I voted for the abortion referendum, to my shame, at this stage, because I bought into the lies that have been sold about it. I didn't do the proper research, and I should have known better when the lips are moving. But I, as much as I disagree with what they're doing outside the hospitals, I totally agree with them having the right to do so.
But you totally disagree with what they're doing outside the hospital?
I don't agree with what they're doing now. I vote for it. Like I said, it's personal. But to take their rights away to stand there and protest is just more of an erosion of our constitution.
Nobody is taking their right to protest away from them.
No, Adrian, again, when you're telling people where to protest, 100 metres down the road, no, it doesn't say in our constitution where you can protest, what time, blah, blah, blah. You have the right to stand on a public pathway outside a public building and protest if you want to. It doesn't matter what the issue is. If you believe in it, you're there to protest it, you're allowed to do so. Like Jeremy just said there again, the hypocrite that he is. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. Then people believe what they're doing is right for them.
And I understand that, okay? But the argument against allowing protests right outside the front door, when somebody is arriving at a hospital or a clinic or whatever, they are in a very vulnerable place.
Adrian, everything they do to take something away from you is always for the betterment of the whole people. It's not. What's the old saying? How do you judge a nation? By how do you treat the young and their old people? So let's murder off all the abortion rates that have gone through the roof, far exceeding the numbers they promised us when they put this thing through. And then at the other end of it, they're bringing euthanasia to kill off all the old people. Now, come on. Yous can't see what's going on here. And yous too will be hard fixed for the job in a couple of years if this continues, when you bring in the hate speech law and you can't say a fucking
just on that was scrapped only weeks ago.
Again, Adrian, they got back in and it'll come back again. Don't worry, that'll raise its ugly head again, don't you? If you can't see that by now, you're older than I am.
Okay, we'll deal with the here and now. That's not the case.
Well, the here and now is, like I said, I might disagree with them people doing that, but I absolutely agree with them having the right to do so if that's what they see fit to do.
Jonathan, you have a daughter, isn't that correct?
I have two daughters.
You have two daughters. Great. Their daughters are brilliant. But I'm telling you now, you would change your tune.
Oh, no, I told you this the last time. I would not.
Yes,
I
you would.
Not.
If your daughter, no, if your daughter, not. If your daughter came home, God forbid, she just listen to me. Hear me out. If she ended up with a crisis pregnancy situation and she didn't want to keep, the pregnancy, and she went and she came home to you one day crying because some L1 stood outside the hospital she was coming out of, calling her a murdering bitch.
Oh, by the way,
would you stop a woman shouting at your daughter calling her a murder bitch?
Because she has the right to do so.
I think you would feel very differently.
I wouldn't feel good about it, Adrian. I'm not saying I would feel fucking great and it would be the best day of my life. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, though, we have certain rights in this country that this government is trying to take away from us. And these are important, fundamental rights that we have.
Again, Jonathan, nobody is taking away right to protest.
Adrian, what? Yes, they are.
No.
By moving you down the road. It's only moving you down the road.
It's not taking away your right to protest.
It is. How are you being effective? What will be next, Adrian? Where's the next one going to be? You can't protest outside plantation centres. You can't protest outside ministers' offices because, you know, the violence that's coming. It'll come slowly, slowly, slowly. If we allow this to stand, it'll be something else next year. It'll be something else the year after that. It'll be something else. You might move to fucking China. That's where this will go if it's allowed to happen. I told you the last time, you can't give an inch on this kind of stuff for these people.
But they
don't want you protesting. But they want you to do what you're told when you're told to do it.
No, if they didn't want you protesting, this law would ban protesting against abortion. It doesn't do that.
They can't do that outright, Adrian, because you'd have to go to a referendum to do that. And they get that answer.
All they're doing is moving protests from outside
the
front door.
You're saying that, Adrian, all they are doing. It's not all they're doing. This is massive to my mind.
Okay, stay there for a second.
You keep thinking, I have to go now. You spoke for too long before, I have to go back to work. But I'm saying, like I said, I don't agree with the people saying this. I don't agree with my vote for the abortion. This thing to me, shame, I say that. But I do agree with them having the right to stand there and protest. And it's up to you then. You made your decisions in life.
You know the way you're saying,
you're going to go through.
No, but you know the way you're saying, you voted for abortion to your shame. Your daughters may thank you in 10, 12 years' time. They may
not if it's a crisis abortion. Not if it's a crisis abortion, Jeremy, she won't. No one's going to thank anyone for that.
Thanks, Jonathan. Let me go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, thanks, Angela. What do you want to say on this? Do you support this law?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, I support it. You know, because everyone has the right to protest. But not to protest and stand outside somewhere with little white baby coffins, with pictures of dead babies, roaring abuse at women, you know, calling them murderers. Nobody has the right to do that. Nobody. And I don't care what anyone says. I had determination. I've been vocal about that for a long time. It was under difficult circumstances. But I can tell you, seeing someone outside a hospital or where I went in the UK, whatever they said to me wasn't going to change my mind. You know, so... And
okay, so with that in mind, nothing was going to change your mind, no matter who said what to you. So then what's the harm then in allowing protests to happen? If the majority of women rocking up to a hospital to go through with the termination aren't going to change their minds.
It's going to change your mind, but you know what it will do? Can you imagine if your wife, Adrian, had a miscarriage or a stillborn? They're arriving out of the hospital and they see this going on, see little baby coffins. These pictures of dead babies. Would you like that?
Okay, but the argument, as you've heard, Angela, is this is the beginning of the start of us not being able to protest. They're testing this one, pushing this one through, and then after that, they'll wait and see what happens, and they'll restrict our right to protest even further down the line. What do you say to that?
I say that in some circumstances, there has to be restrictions. You have the right to protest, but you're not. You haven't got the right to view someone. I know, it's practically
okay,
the
well,
same
well, well, what's wrong with having, say, for example, a silent protest outside a hospital?
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem with that. I would have no problem if anybody wants to stand outside a hospital with a banner saying we support the children, the unborn children, we're talking for the unborn children, but certainly not out there with the kind of banners that they have up. It's absolutely disgusting.
Now, but again, as you said yourself, nobody, no matter what they said to you, was going to change your mind. So
not going to change my mind.
I would have thought that that's the case for most, no?
No, and you know what? The other thing I'm going to say is, I don't care if Joanne wants to come on here or anyone wants to come on here and say, well, I protest and I don't say anything. That's great. I'm delighted. Well done. But I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to ones who do protest and scream abuse at people because there are those kinds out there. And I'm sorry if those kind of protesters have ruined it for the rest of the week. That's not my problem. But I do have a problem when you are doing that to all women.
Okay, so and I get that, and I know I've spoken in the past to a woman who was deeply affected by a protest outside Hollis Street because she had just lost her baby. She didn't terminate her pregnancy; she had just lost the baby.
Yeah, did they give a damn about that? No, they didn't. You know, standing outside Hollis Street with crosses and rosary beads and fucking child coffins, like, to be honest. If that's what you're doing, you're sick in the head if you do that kind of thing. As I said, I don't mind if you want to stand up for the unborn. That's your opinion. That's your choice to do it. But certainly do not stand there and call any person a murderer for what they've done because you don't know what they have been through in their life.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. So you fully support this legislation to move protesters at least 100 metres away from a hospital if they're having an anti-abortion protest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay with me for a second, Angela, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Aisling.
Before we passed legislation in Ireland for abortion, I had to go to Manchester. I remember getting out of the car after being picked up from the airport, and it was a drive-in service that actually worked for the clinic that picked us up. And when I got to the door of the clinic, there was about, I'd say 8 or 9 people with placards of all different like pictures on the placard, which was hard enough. But then we're screaming and shouting horrific things. And like, I was only 15, so it was absolutely horrific not to only have to go the whole way to England and go through an abortion, but then also have people screaming and roaring at you as you were walking into the clinic, and then after as you were walking out. Horrible experience.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, just going back to Aisling's message that we played a moment ago, it sounds horrific. So this is a young teenager going for a termination in the UK, greeted by protests outside the door, going in and coming out. And she explained very well how horrible it was. And that will stop here in Ireland.
Aisling, actually, well, no, it won't. There's no law against shouting at people from 100 metres or whatever it is. We're trying to get Amanda's trying to talk Aisling into coming on, but if you can't come on, I'd love to, just for pig iron, I'd love to know what they were actually shouting at you, what sort of things, how low did they go to shout things at you. I'd love to. Did she say they were shouting as she was coming out of the hospital?
And she was going in and coming out.
Okay, so as she's going in, okay, that makes sense, yeah, but coming out, the deed is already done. Shouting things at someone after they've gone through that is, does that not anger you?
No, it's horrible.
As the father of
it's absolutely horrible, does that not anger you
that those people, none of whom, by the way, none of whom would be willing to take on those unwanted pregnancies. None of them would. Yeah? Would you agree?
Okay, you can still be against abortion and not be in a position to take in 20 kids.
But how dare they verbally attack a woman like that?
She was only a kid. She was only a teenager.
Oh, that's, you know, we've been doing this podcast 3 years, yeah? That's made me more angry than anything else, because I just have...
So what do you say then to the Jonathans of this world that think this is bang out of order, that people have a right to protest,
even though
he doesn't agree?
This is the same Jonathan that said he'd let a woman call his daughter a murdering bitch if she was going in to get a termination. I don't believe that at all.
Gareth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gareth?
Hi, lads. All good?
Good, thanks, Gareth. What do you want to say on this?
Just mind their own fucking business. I shouldn't. It's not far enough away.
Okay, yeah, and that's fine. And you're entitled to that opinion. But a lot of people still... I know you're saying mind your own business, but a lot of people are still very, very, very much against abortion. Don't want abortion services offered in this country, and will fight and fight and fight to try and get the law reversed. They're the people you're talking about that hold these protests.
Yeah, but it won't be reversed. It's done. The people spoke. That's it. Plus, the government ain't trying to take your rights away. They're trying to look after the people that had to make this decision. You don't want somebody standing outside telling you a fucking mother, scum and all this crap. Yeah, you have your opinion. Fuck off down the road with your banners and that and protest down there. Don't be shouting at the people. I have to get it done, unfortunately. Now, there is people saying there, I see on Facebook, about people having one-night stands and going in and that. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm sure that's going on. But the genuine case, no need to be shouting to people.
Look, I understand how some people might be annoyed, angered over the thought that some woman is using abortion as a form of contraception, that they aren't taking any precautions, get pregnant and then go and terminate. I understand that anger as well. But you still believe, Gareth, no matter what your opinion is on abortion, outside the front door of a hospital or a clinic, providing abortion services is not the place to be doing it.
Of course it's not. You're down the bottom of the road there with your banners and everything. Each side of the bloody road if you want, but not outside the front door. Again, there's genuine cases that have to get done. And not standing up for the people that having the one night stand and getting pregnant. Fuck them. It's the people that's genuine cases. They're tired, it's tough.
One of the anti-abortion organisations, they're called the Life Institute, issued a press statement earlier on today, and they said, pro-life prayer and vigils will continue despite undemocratic abortion access zones. And they went on to say, have a listen to this now, Gareth, and get your reaction to this. This act is designed to bully peaceful protest, but the Life Institute has spoken to activists around the country who say that pro-life prayer, witness and pro-life protest will continue. We will always find a way to speak to women to offer them a better answer than abortion. That's what they said.
They don't want to hear from you, though. They don't want to hear the arrogance. The arrogance there. We want to speak to them and pray for them. Gee, give me a break.
But again, you still have it coming in. Oh, the government is trying to stop this. The government's saying, the government is not. They're just stopping fucking assholes from roaring and shouting abuse at people. These people have gone through loads and loads of counselling about it. It's not as if they're just walking in straight away. They've done loads of counselling.
Well, now, some haven't done loads of counselling. The law insists that if you want a termination, you go see a doctor and he says, go off and have a think about it and come back to me in 3 days. That's the law in this country. And she goes off and thinks about it for a few days. That's not really a load of counselling now.
No, it's not a load of counselling, but still 3 days to make your mind up. It's not as if we just walk in and go, right, get this thing out of me quick. All right, no bother. They had 3 days to talk about it with their partner, their parents, their friends. She can make a big decision in 3 days. Partially, some aren't. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so what difference do you think it will make moving protests from outside the front door of a facility like a hospital or a clinic?
It'll make no difference whatsoever. It'll just stop people abusing people in India. That's the only thing it's going to do. Not prevent them. That's what they're all saying. Oh, we won't be outside the door. It's 100 metres. They'll still hear you. They'll still see you. But you just
looking at the law as it stands, I mentioned this group, Life Institute, saying that they will continue to protest. Within the 100-metre exclusion zone, protests aimed at impeding access or influencing decisions in relation to abortion services is now a criminal offence. And just for the record, by the way, we did invite that organisation, Life Institute, onto the programme today, but they were not available. So stay there for a second, Gareth. Let me go to Aisling. You're on Opinions Matter, Aisling. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Aisling. What did you want to say on this?
Well, when I was 15, I'm 28 now, but when I was 15, I had to go the whole way to Manchester for an abortion due to an abusive relationship that happened. And when I got to the clinic, they were screaming. There was about 8 or 9 people outside the door, outside the gate of the clinic, and they were screaming and roaring, and they had placards with like all horrific photos on it.
I assume the horrific photos were aborted fetuses, were they?
Yeah. And when I went in then, I was in there for probably 3 hours. And then when I came out then, they were still outside the door. And as I was walking out back to the car, they were screaming and roaring at me still.
Screaming and roaring what? What were they shouting?
So when I came out, they told me I was a murderer.
Even though they'd no idea what you went in the door for?
Yeah. And when I was walking in, they kept saying to me like stuff like your baby has working organs, like your baby has this, your baby has that, like your baby has hair and his eye colour and stuff like this as I was walking in. Like, they didn't say anything about like murder or anything like that to me as I was walking in, but did say it as I was walking out.
And tell me the impact that had on you. This was a number of years ago, obviously.
This happened when I was 15 and I'm 28 now, so this was a good while ago. But I suffered for years after that. Like, I went through horrific mental health after coming back from England. Absolutely horrific.
And I can understand the impact that the whole experience would have had on you, but was the mental health impact because of the horrible things that were shouted at you and the horrible posters and everything else, or was the mental health impact because you'd actually gone through with the procedure?
Probably a bit of both. Like, it was definitely a hard procedure to go through because obviously I didn't want to go through that procedure, but with the situation that I was in at that time, I didn't really have a choice. I had to make what was the best decision, not just for me, but for a child. I definitely didn't want to bring a child up in the relationship that I was in, and I was also a child myself. But definitely being roared and shouted at, not only having to go the whole way to England, because obviously it wasn't available in Ireland at the time, but having to go through the experience of having to book flights, talk to doctors over the phone, like And in England, you did have to have two rounds of counselling before they would agree to do an abortion. So I had to have two rounds of counselling online the week before and 3 days before I left as well, before I actually was able to go to the clinic.
And Ashley, when they were shouting at you on the way up, because I've a picture in my mind
now
of exactly what you had to go through. You're a young girl walking out of the biggest decision you've had to make in your life. And were these men or women, both sexes, were they?
It was mostly women. I think there was only about two or three men, but it was mostly women. And the men didn't really shout anything. It was more the women like that were attacking.
And when they were shouting murder at you, were they doing it with venom? Was there anger there that they were literally so angry with you that they were calling you a murderer?
Oh, yeah. They were screaming. Like, I mean, screaming at me. And I was with my ma at the time. My ma would be quite hot-headed. And, like, she, when we got into the car, like, she was asking the driver, like, does this happen all the time? And he said, yeah, like, from morning to night, they're there screaming and roaring. It doesn't matter who gets out of the car, they're screaming and roaring at them.
So let me go back to the point of this conversation today. And that is that legislation in Ireland has been passed where it is now illegal to stage an anti-abortion protest within 100 metres of a healthcare facility providing abortion services. What do you think of that? Do you think that will make a difference here in Ireland?
I think it probably will make a difference. Now, it probably won't make a difference 100 metres. You'll probably still hear people if they are shouting and roaring. But definitely with the likes of placards and photos and stuff like that, it probably definitely would. Because I know in my situation, seeing the photos that I did, when I walked into the clinic, I had second thoughts.
Would anything from these protesters have changed your mind?
That's ridiculous.
The reason I'm asking the question
that's a ridiculous
is to
question.
Try and understand if there's any
point.
Because I heard Angela saying nothing would have changed her mind, no matter who was shouting
Ashley
what.
Ashley was after travelling across to the UK.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, Ashley, let me ask you the question. Would a woman waving her rosary beads pray for you?
Nothing would have changed my mind because I was doing it for reasons that were dangerous if I had had that baby. I was doing it for different reasons than other people might, but I definitely think if a young girl was in a situation where she might be a bit vulnerable and she's seen something like that, it could change a young girl's mind.
Protesters would argue, well, that's what we're trying to do. That's the point of our protests.
Yeah, but that's not good because you don't know what situation that young girl's in. Like my situation, I was in a very abusive relationship. So protesters don't understand what sort of situation them girls are in, especially if it's a young girl. And even an older woman, like if an older woman's walking in, like, again, you don't know what situation that woman is in when she goes home. Like you don't know what sort of life that child would have if she did end up having it.
Stay there for one second, Aisling. I really appreciate you being so open and honest with us. And your story is exactly why this legislation has been brought in. Let me bring in...
From my understanding, Aisling, and you don't have to go into it if you don't want, but you alluded to there a second ago that the termination you had was more related to health reasons than an unwanted pregnancy. Is that correct?
Yeah, like I was in a horrifically abusive relationship at the time, physically and mentally abusive, and I knew when I got pregnant that it just wasn't going to be a healthy relationship for that baby. Like, I didn't know. And then, of course, if I had told him I was pregnant, he probably would have kicked the shit out of me because he was a lot older than I was at the time.
Oh, my God.
And at that time, I was already trying to escape from that relationship. So knowing that I was pregnant, if I had kept baby, it just would not have worked out with him.
I wasn't in
a financial stable place to even have a baby at that time.
And did you get away from that? I assume you're away from that scumbag now and you're free from him.
Yeah. I thankfully, after I came home, I was eventually able to get away from that relationship.
As I said, Aisling, I really appreciate you being so open and honest with us. Let me bring in Keith on this.
Look, lads, the way it is, there's people up there saying it's not about abortion. What are people out there protesting for? They're out there because they're on the side of life. They want to give an unborn child a chance to live. Now, I do understand, right, that there is circumstances out there where people have to get this done, rape victims in some cases where a child physically wouldn't be able to make it in the world. You know, that's understandable. But for these clinics to be used as, oh, won't stop my summer holidays, you know, or there's a party in a month's time, you know, I'm getting rid of this bump before that party's up. That's what my argument is, and that's why I'm against it. Like, The protesters, everybody has a right to protest. And, you know, I'm sick to fucking death. And no matter what people go out protesting this, we have the lefty loonies out there who will literally go against anybody in this fucking country. You know, they don't fit into society. So they want to bring everything down. They think we all hold hands the same fucking kumbaya, you know, and the world will get better. Most of the other fuckers believe that aliens are coming to bring us off to live on another fucking planet. These fuckers are away with the fairies. You know, why are we allowing them people to make decisions for us? Why are they in a position? Like, open back up the fucking mental institutions. That's what needs to happen, because with all them shut down, these fuckers are all crawling the streets.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You still haven't caught your breath after Keith's message.
Keith, you were saying so much you could. Keith, they put it to the people. That's how these things work in a democracy. If you don't live in a democracy, move to somewhere like China or North Korea. We live in a democracy. They put it to a referendum where every single person, including you, including me, including Adrian, were able to go out and vote and decide whether or not a woman should have control over her own body. That's what we voted on, and it was overwhelmingly voted in favour of repealing the 8th. Yeah?
Mm.
And because, Keith, you're not happy with the result, you're throwing your toys out of the pram. People can't be trusted. Toys out of the pram. The majority of people voted to protect people like Aisling, who's on the other line. And God forbid, Keith, I know you're a father as well, God forbid your daughter could get into a situation that Aisling went in where she was with an absolute, from what it sounds, an abusive psychopathic prick. Is that what he was, Aisling? So are you there, Aisling? Hello?
No, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
You there, Aisling? No, she's gone.
Well, that's just, does that not bug you?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Bugs me.
Like, what's the point in having referenda if when something happens that you don't agree with it? Oh, but geez, well, everybody voted for it, but I didn't vote it first, so. Oh.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Evening, Adrian. I'm lucky.
Well, Trevor, what do you want to say on this? The government have now passed legislation which will prohibit protests within 100 metres of a healthcare facility providing abortion services. What say you?
I'm going to be a little more sensitive than usual self, lads, but I say no, it shouldn't have been allowed.
It shouldn't have been, what shouldn't have been allowed?
Passing a protest ban. We have freedom of speech in this country, well, sort of. But yeah, they'll turn around and say, no, you can't protest in this spot, that spot. In the future, it's going to be that spot and this spot.
No, let's not talk about the future. Let's talk about today.
Today, the only restriction in Irish
legislation is the restriction of protesting within 100 metres of a relevant healthcare facility. That's all. Nothing more.
Yeah. And tomorrow, sticking to today.
Let's stick with today.
Yeah, so there you go. Today they put restrictions on our movement.
No. So there's no restriction on your movement. No,
you
can still have your protest. You just have to have it over there.
Not within 100 yards.
Yeah, it's just over there.
Right, so Adrian, if I can't go within 100 yards, is that not a restriction?
No.
Go on, say it. Yes,
no, you can go within 100 yards of a healthcare facility.
As long as I'm not protesting.
Correct. Correct.
That's a restriction. So if I'm standing within 100 yards with a banner in my hand and I take 10 yards off that, I can be, arrested?
If you try to have a protest aimed at impeding access, so trying to block somebody's way getting in, or trying to influence their decision in relation to abortion, that is now a criminal offence.
Adrian, here's a secret. That's a restriction.
Yes, it's okay.
There you go. You finally said yes. Thank you, Adrian.
A couple of questions here, Trevor. First question is, do you want to stand outside Hollis Street Hospital and shout murderers at women who are going in for termination? Do you want to do that?
I'm going to be honest, I'm not 100% on board with that now. With the
okay, well then what these protests have done.
Adrian. They have even restricted placards around me and around.
You're getting upset about something you don't want to even do. That's ridiculous. Now, if you had a
Jeremy, should I not have the freedom of choice to do that?
But you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it.
Answer my question.
You're literally...
Okay, but Trevor, do you think it is acceptable to stand outside a clinic or a hospital that provides abortion services with little small white coffins?
I think it's acceptable to stand any way you want if you're protesting.
With little white coffins and photographs of aborted fetuses.
Well, you ain't going to get a yes on me if you ain't going to give me a yes or no.
So what's the question?
Should I not have the right to do that?
You do have the right to do it, just up the road there.
No. Yeah, no, just, see, he's being out of the bush here. You already said yes a second ago, Adrian.
Okay,
come
but
on,
we're not talking about people being told to protest in another county. We're being told that people can protest just there, just
up
the road.
Yes, Adrian, again, we're back to my original point. This is a restriction on the freedom of speech and the freedom of movement.
Let me ask
They're
you.
They're telling you you can't you go within 100 yards of these clinics.
And you're upset about something that you don't want to do anyway.
Again, sorry, again, Trevor.
Jeremy, hang on, Adrian. Jeremy,
yep.
Should I not have... Answer my question, I'll answer yours. Should I not have the freedom of movement and speech to do what I want?
It'd be like someone ringing in the show now, giving out that their local swimming pool was closing down and they can't even swim. I can't believe the swimming pool. Do you want to learn how to swim? Oh, no, I don't want to learn how to swim. You literally...
you're not answering... Again, you're taking the politician's fucking attitude, Jeremy.
What is the question you
should
want?
Should I not have freedom of speech and movement to do that?
No, you shouldn't.
But, why?
Trevor, I would argue that you still do have that freedom of speech. You still do have
as long
that
as
right
I'm
to protest.
To 100 yards,
but it's just across the road there. It's just over there.
Yeah, but Adrian, that's a restriction on you.
Okay,
we're meant to have freedom in this country.
I don't know
what's
if you
next.
Let's not talk about the future. Let's talk about today.
Yeah, you don't want to go into the future.
That lady
that
lady Aisling, who was on a moment ago, described
that was fucking horrible.
But that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what this law is aimed at preventing.
And as I said, lads, I'm not in favour of the screaming at the girls going in now. I'm in favour of the freedom of movement and being able to protest wherever we want in this country.
Okay.
Now we have a restriction on us.
So if we allow this back again and we say, let's scrap this law, let the Burks and all those religious people, let them stand outside Hollis Street Hospital with little white coffins and scream murdering you don't want them to scream murderers, okay? Are you going to stand there and police that? Are you going to be the speech police that's going to tell people what they can and cannot shout at vulnerable women?
No, but I'm sure all these places have security, don't they? So they can report it, can't they? And Jamie, I've never been supportive of this whole thing anyway, because I believe that this country, some of the girls in this country use this as a form of contraception.
Oh, you agree with you, some do, and I don't agree with that at all. But again, how come it's always father? It's always men who don't have daughters that are at the age they can get pregnant that feel that way. Your daughters, I assume, they're all under the age of 10, aren't they?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I have an elder son, an elder daughter.
Oh, what age is your elder daughter? What age is your eldest daughter?
My eldest daughter, she's just 19.
Okay, so she's at the age where she could possibly have a crisis pregnancy, and you wouldn't have a problem with her being forced to look at pictures of aborted fetuses when she's going in to get a termination.
Well, I'd make sure she knew that this is the thing you're going to face, but now she won't have to, will she? Because some people's freedoms have been restricted in this country. But at the end of the day, Jamie, like that father said to you a while ago, if my daughter was going through that, I would accompany her. I wouldn't let her go by herself.
That lady Aisling that was on a minute ago was with her mother, and they hurled abuse at her. You think that's okay? You don't want that restricted in any way?
Well, I already said I'm not in favour of the screaming lads.
But that's what's been happening. That is what has forced the government's hand in bringing in this legislation, because it is just so... You've heard the effect that it has on somebody.
Let's not praise the government, because like, they're spending ridiculous amounts of money on stupid fucking things lately, and now they're doing these things to us. Like, soon we won't be allowed to protest in any way in this country, and I'm telling you,
At all anywhere about restricting our right to protest anywhere. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Vanessa. Hang on for 1 second. I've been asked to play this, Trevor, for you from Darren.
Trevor said before he'd kick his kids out if he even found enough for a joint. Imagine what he'd do if he found out his 19-year-old was pregnant with someone from fucking Crumlin or somewhere. Fucking Egypt.
Now, do you want to respond to that, Trevor?
Jesus, Darren, I know you love me, man, but you need to forget some of the things I've said in the past. Jesus Christ, mate, I know, get over me. I'm in fascination to you, but Adrian, if my daughter came home after one night stand and said she was pregnant, I'd stand by her. But like, to come in with drugs, totally different story. I don't know why he's even putting that in the same sentence. Fucking idiot.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Vanessa.
How are you, Zed?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. As you could hear from Trevor and from Jonathan earlier on, they are annoyed that this is the start of restricting our right to protest. This is just the first little baby step.
That's the fear-mongering that happens in every progressive country that has brought these safety access zones forward, and none such has happened. I can understand the fear. I agree with the right to protest, and if it was solely about cancelling their right to protest, I'd be the first one on their side. I don't agree with them. I don't like them. I think they're abhorrent, but they have the right to say what they want. But your rights end where mine begins. It's that simple. And my right as a patient is for safety and it's for privacy when I enter my healthcare facility. It is that simple.
What difference will it make, Vanessa, moving a protest 100 metres away, getting out the measuring tape and saying, and in my head, I'm thinking of somewhere like Hollis Street, and the front door of Hollis Street is on Hollis Street. 100 metres from there is the fencing around Merrion Square. So you're on the other side of the road, say. What difference will that make?
I'll tell you, my first thought is not Hollis Street. My first thought is rural Ireland and some of the clinics that have been inundated with harassment right outside the door, to the point that they will not carry out terminations. So much so that women are still opting to travel for abortion. I'm part of a group. I host people in my home who are seeking abortions in Glasgow. So I had three women in the last 18 months who have left rural Ireland because there is no termination services in their villages. And they've come to Glasgow for a termination.
So all of the people, all of the people.
That's
then,
the actual effect.
Okay, all of the people arguing that this is the start of restricting our movement, basically, our right to protest, where we protest. This is just the beginning. What do you say to those people?
It's scaremongering.
Okay.
People have a right to protest, but not outside the safety and the welfare of the patients and the doctors come first.
Okay. Trevor, respond to that. The safety of those involved comes first.
Okay. Adrian, sorry, I didn't catch the girl's name.
Her name is Vanessa.
So, Vanessa, you obviously don't live in Ireland, but if you did and they implemented restrictions on this protest outside migrant centres, drug rehabilitation centres, anything like that, what would you say to that?
It depends on, to be honest with you, if it's a political protest, I believe that it should go to political offices, not the actual...
No, if someone's just outside the drug rehabilitation centre saying, do I want this built here, keep the junkies out, is that okay?
If it's before it's built, yes. If it's after it's built and it's harassing people going in then and putting them at risk, then yeah, I would have an issue with it.
So
every right has a responsibility. And if you disregard the responsibility of keeping people safe, then where do we get?
Yeah, but again, you're talking about putting more restrictions. As long as it's putting people in, they're not exactly attacking, physically attacking them in here in Ireland.
Well, actually,
talk about the US. Don't even bring the US into me. That is
where
a backwards,
doctors
inbred
are being murdered.
Country. Listen, I'm not talking about the US. That is an inbred, backward country that is about to elect an Oompa Loompa as a president, right? Forget
Hopefully
about that.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not, Jesus Christ. But anyway, here in Ireland, physically, they're not being attacked, right? And they're not even being attacked at the Morgan Centres, but they are getting a bit rowdy. But you can understand why. And if you're going to turn around and say you can't protest outside the Morgan Centre, drug rehabilitation centre, fucking any sort of hospital, whatever.
Sorry, Trevor, nobody is saying that. Nobody has in any way proposed banning protests outside migrant centres or anywhere
else. I'm just trying to get Vanessa's view on the fact that if they did bring that in, would that be okay to ban that, or would they be allowed to protest outside a drug rehabilitation centre, even after it's built, or is it just the abortion clinics?
Personally speaking, if it puts another person at risk of injury or death, then yeah, I'd be afraid of banning it.
Well, sorry to tell you, Vanessa, every single protest has that possibility, because there are, as Adrian and Jeremy know, that there are lunatics that show up to these things trying to incite hatred.
I've been involved in arranging protests and demonstrations for years, especially with the abortion rights campaign and the right to choose, the March for Choice. And in every protest and every demonstration, you have to agree with the Garda where, when, how many people are going to be there. So there's already restrictions. There's already agreements in place that in some ways you would view as restrictive, but again, it is keeping people safe. At the end of the day, your right bend, we're mine again.
Yeah, one of the things I've said repeatedly is, let's talk about today, let's talk about this law, not any future law that may be planned or people think may be planned. This law, you think it is very reasonable to stop people protesting within 100 metres of a clinic?
Absolutely, and I'd go so far as to argue that if jail sentences are handed out, that they are not basically thrown away. If they're going to be giving jail sentences, do not suspend them. They do not deserve suspension because they have broken the law.
All right, Vanessa, thanks very much indeed. I have one very last call to take, and that's you, Laura. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, now, well, for me personally, with the abortion thing, it's a very sensitive subject because at the end of the day, it's a woman's choice. If I'm going to have people arguing over my point here, but like, if it's a termination over anything, like, it's her choice at the end of the day to have the abortion, and to be intimidating her on what to say about fetus and things like that, it's a very sensitive topic. And I heard about the whole thing of the migration thing and about the protests about that. I kind of think this is a slightly different issue, because like, if you're pregnant on a child and, like, you know, whatever issue is going on with a woman's head at the time, like, I think that's slightly different to stuff with the immigration thing and the protest of who's going into whatever area. It's slightly different. But with the protests outside an abortion clinic, I just find it a very sensitive topic. And, like, it's upsetting enough for a woman to have, or a girl to make a choice over that matter, especially with what happened to her to get pregnant. Like, that could be in case of rape or whatever. So, and then telling her or trying to shame her of getting something like that done is bad enough on top of that.
Okay, so it's almost, it's adding insult to injury for some women.
Like, it's like, it's good that we have the choice now to be able to do that. And I don't like these people that, like, are saying, oh, because abortion is allowed now, that women are just going to get abortions out of, like using as a contraceptive. It's not the case, and that's to scaremongering women and shaming women of making that choice. So again, like, I don't agree with that, like, with the protesters, like, 100 meters outside the abortion clinic, because as I said, like, it's bad enough having to make that decision.
Okay, you know, so do you think that 100 meter restriction is reasonable?
I do, for the cases of that sensitive nature of outside an abortion clinic. I think it's
okay. And you don't see that it's taking away our rights to protest and everything else when you're being asked to just protest 100 meters away.
See, it's a difficult thing, because it's in a sense of nature, that the abortion thing, like, you know, you're kind of shaming her in a way for making that decision. And it's a difficult decision. Like, luckily enough, I haven't been in that decision, but like, I just think it's a sensitive thing. Like, that's what I think. Mm. You know, I don't know if anybody's going to agree with me with that. But
okay, but you think it's reasonable that there is now a restriction on having a protest within 100 metres of an abortion clinic?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good to talk to you, Laura. Thanks very much indeed. Just one final WhatsApp voice note. This is Jess.
Can't come on, lads, but this is fucking ridiculous. If your protest gets on me again, fucking arrested. This is a fucking joke. The country's becoming a fucking dictatorship. Tell me it's not. And you two prats are actually kind of peddling with it, agreeing with it. Look at the speech laws. Can't say anything now. Because God forbid you hurt someone's little puny feelings.
Again, Jess, seriously, the laws that were being talked about in terms of hate speech have been scrapped.
They're
have
gone.
Been shelved.
Are we the only people to know that?
It would appear so. Before we go today, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust. Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think there might be some money that you can claim tax back, you can contact Irish Tax Rebates, fill out the simple application form, and remember, if you're not entitled to a rebate, there will be no fee. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now, and their fee is only 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you were able to claim back €1,000, they will charge you €100 plus 23% VAT. IrishTaxRebates.ie. And before we go today, Jeremy, our WhatsApp channel.
Yes, our WhatsApp channel is up and running and giving you information every day on this podcast. And if you want to be a member of this WhatsApp channel, by the way, someone asked me earlier, how much does it cost me? It doesn't cost you anything. We're literally adding you into a WhatsApp group. It's a WhatsApp group that is run by us, Opinions Matter. So if you want to be a member of the WhatsApp group, simply WhatsApp us now, 085-825-2626. With the words add me and we will send you the link. Add me. So WhatsApp is the words add me. We will send you back the link and then you're all in the WhatsApp group and we're all one big happy family.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. You'll get a notification each day we upload a podcast. Thanks for listening and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.